movies. Have you ever heard of a disc, something disc?
A disc?
Yeah.
Yes.
Or a heart?
Hera?
Yeah.
They came later. Yeah.
What's the Hera like?
Well, it's a whole lot larger. Papa's Hera, they had worked two horses to it.
Mm-hmm.
It had teeth, straight teeth. And it was fixed on an iron thing here, two iron things here, two rows of iron teeth that went straight into the ground.
Mm-hmm.
They were wide. I mean, these iron things that the iron teeth were fastened in. And the whole thing would be about that wide. And
about three?
Yeah. And they worked two horses to it.
Mm-hmm.
And it scratched it up real nice. They were about, oh, I'd say that big, about that big square. And there were lots of them.
Mm-hmm.
And they were about that close together. And they just scratched that dirt up and make it look pretty and level. But that wasn't the first. They break it up with a bull tongue plow. I think the reason they call it bull tongue, it was the shape of the tongue somewhere or another. It was a heavy plow and worked two horses to it.
When you have two horses or two mules working together, what do you call that?
Team.
Okay. You say that about mules?
Yeah, they're a team.
Okay. What do you call the thing that the wheels of the wagon fit into that runs across, you know?
Axle.
Okay. And suppose you were gonna chop some wood or saw some wood, what frame might you use to lay the wood on?
Well, that would be two wooden, one like this, and then two over there like this, and you lay it, you know, like that, and you lay it in there.
X shape then?
Yeah, and that was the rack.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard of a saw?
Saw horse.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've heard of that too. Wood rack or saw horse.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
What about those sort of A-shaped frame? You know, go like this and they'd have the board going across like this and you need two of them and lay your board like that.
Well, you had to have two to lay the other way, too. You had one to each end.
Uh-huh. You had to have two for that one?
Yeah.
Did you ever see one that was shaped just like this X then, that you'd set?
There had to be two of them.
Uh-huh.
One to lay the wood on, you know. There had to be one here and one here. I've sawed lots of wood with a cross-cut saw. You pull this in, the other one pulls that in, and then you pull, and they pull, and you back and forth like that. I've cut lots of wood.
Yeah. Okay, you say you straighten your hair using a comb and a...
A brush.
Okay. And if you were going to use one of these, you say you were going to what, your hair?
I would say I was going to brush my hair, or I was going to comb my hair, whichever.
Okay. And you'd sharpen a straight razor on a leather...
Oh, my daddy had a leather strap about that long,
mm-hmm.
about that wide. He could sharpen it on. And then he had a little, what he called his honing rock,
mm-hmm.
that he could sharpen things.
Was that smaller?
A little bit thing. Just a little rock thing.
Yeah. What about something big used for sharpening the bigger tools?
Oh, we had one of those. It was the grind rock. It was a big wheel, about that big,
mm-hmm.
and it was on a wooden frame thing. It had a handle,
mm-hmm.
and you somebody would want to sharpen the axe or a hoe.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody would grind, and they'd put a little water up there on that, you know, and they'd grind, and whoever was sharpening would handle that part. I've done that too. I haven't done the sharpening, but I have turned the grind wheel.
Yeah.